In 1929, Fritz London developed his quantum mechanical theory of van der Waals attraction, which is that as the electrons move around the nucleus in, say, the xenon atom, they are not equally distributed on the right and left side of the nucleus so that the center of charge of the electrons coincides with the nucleus that carries a positive charge, but there are fluctuations in the position of the center of charge so that there's an instantaneous electric dipole moment, producing then instantaneously an electric field. And that for a second xenon atom too, there's an instantaneous electric dipole moment. And these two instantaneous dipole moments interact with one another in a way that, in accordance with a fundamental principle of quantum mechanics, leads to attraction. This was very good, very interesting. It interested me very much in 1929 because of this phenomenon of condensation, formation of a liquid and then of a crystal, comes close to chemistry. At any rate, it's an important part of the world, and I've tried to understand the physical world all of my life.